WLBC News Update, I'm Jennifer Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we can put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for two more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
When heading off from Dorval, your best bet is the Best Western Hotel International. For just $79, enjoy a restful night's sleep, then leave your car for the duration of your trip up to 4 weeks at the Best Western Dorval secure parking lot. Hop aboard Best Western's free 24-hour day airport shuttle. For less than just the cost of parking at other lots, spend your evening soaking in Montreal's largest hotel whirlpool to gain extra hour sleep. Arriving late on your return, Best Western's $79 parking packages for you as well. Drop your car off before departing and rest up on your return before hitting the road. Your best bet is the Best Western Hotel International. Go to the S at Dorval Circle. Telephone 631-4811 for reservations today.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
We'll be right back. From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, and this is our first show with our brand new jingles, our new format and everything. Well, Steve, we've got a special guest online with us today, Melanie Raffis, one of our longtime correspondents. Melanie, welcome back to Travel World.
Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, both of you. How are you this long holiday weekend?
Oh, enjoying ourselves and getting the travel bug within us. And, of course, you went to two very different islands, starting off with Prince Edward Island off the coast of province of New Brunswick in Canada's maritime provinces. And what did you discover there? It's all Anne of Green Gables, or is there more than Anne of Green Gables when you think of Prince Edward Island?
Well, you are quite right about Anne of Green Gables being what most people think about. PEI, by the way, as Canadians call the smallest province in Canada, is a little island, as you said, in the Atlantic Ocean right above Maine. And it's known for potatoes and mussels, of course, but it is definitely known for Anne of Green Gables, which is that wonderful, wonderful fairy tale written by Lucy Maud Montgomery about 100 years ago. What's really interesting about the Anne of Green Gables book is that it's a musical. And this year, in fact, marks its 40th anniversary. Just in case you guys are keeping notes, it's the longest-running musical in Canadian history. And it's been seen by about 3.3 million people around the world. So it's a big, big celebration in PEI this year.
Well, the Asian tourists just have latched on to Prince Edward Island, and they will fly hours and hours and hours just to see this beautiful destination.
You know, it's really interesting that you mentioned the Asian interest in Anne of Green Gables. Apparently, the book is required reading in Japan. So all kinds of little girls through Japan and Korea and Taiwan grew up with the Anne of Green Gables story, and they make pilgrimages to Prince Edward Island so that they can see the birthplace of the author, Lucy Maud Montgomery, where she lived, where her grandparents lived. There's museums and her homes, her relatives, some of whom are still alive, and you can still talk to them, which is quite interesting. PEI, in fact, has a national park called Green Gables, which is the home of her elderly cousins and the inspiration for the setting of Anne. So you can trace all her life, her personal, her literary life, and the Asians absolutely adore it. And you see many, many of them. It's very heartwarming.
So you could actually spend a full day or more just looking at sites related to Anne of Green Gables.
You can tour, Stephen and Willem, the entire island of Prince Edward Island and come upon Anne's site after Anne's site after Anne's site. There's a wonderful bookstore right in the middle of Charlottetown, the capital city, or gift shop, rather, with everything Anne in it. And, of course, as I mentioned, at the Confederation Center, you can see Anne the Musical. And then you can go to all of the Anne sites. It's absolutely amazing. A couple of days if you love that book, and you'll think you're in heaven.
But there's more, of course, to Prince Edward Island than just Anne of Green Gables. There's the beach. Just a wonderful maritime atmosphere.
Well, you're right. If you completely get a little and out while you're in Charlottetown, there is a whole city to explore and a whole island to explore. It's very, very beautiful. There's ocean views everywhere, green pastures, great big mussels and scallops and lobsters to eat, kayaks to rent, bikes to rent, a lot of walking and strolling. There's wonderful craft places all throughout the island and, of course, and souvenirs. And Charlottetown is a fun little city. I should say there's no buses or subways at all in Charlottetown, no public transportation. So you either rent a car or you just walk. And it's really fun. It's like going back in time. It's kind of funky. Sort of reminded me, actually, of Vermont, where I know both of you have been many times. It has that sort of hippie kind of sensibility to it. It's a lot of fun. Great coffee shops, bookstores.
How is the downtown core of Charlottetown for walking?
It's perfect for walking, Willem. And as I say, there's no public transportation, so there's a few taxis, but you really have to walk. It's an easy city to navigate. The Confederation Center, where Anne the Musical is being staged, is kind of in the middle of it. And then there's other streets that come right off of it. It's almost a grid system, impossible to get lost. And if you do, the folks are so friendly, so they'll always steer you in the right direction.
That's always nice to know when you have a friendly population there. Sometimes these downtown cores are so spread out that it's really not feasible to walk around. But as we found, there are a lot of cities that lend themselves very, very well to just getting around and exploring on foot, because you can see most things within a walking distance.
The other thing, too, is that Prince Edward Island relies very heavily on tourism, and so those folks are very friendly to out-of-towners who come to visit PEI, whether for the Anne sites or for the potatoes or the mussels or just to get away for a couple of days. So they're so, so helpful. In fact, I did, in fact, get a little bit lost or befuddled a couple of times, and these people were so friendly that I thought I actually knew them. So it's a really nice place to be, get a very warm welcome.
Where would you recommend staying in downtown Charlottetown so as to be really central to all of these attractions?
See, Stephen is always the pragmatic one, which I appreciate. And I can tell you guys that there is one hotel in Charlottetown. It's the Delta, which, as we know, is a lovely hotel. It's the only big hotel, I should say, and it's not even that big. There's no skyscrapers there. The best bet are the B&Bs. They're wonderfully romantic, if you're so inclined, and they're very reasonably priced, and there's many, many of them. I picked one called the Fairholme Historic Inn, which is a huge, huge, beautiful house about 10 minutes walking from downtown Charlottetown. And true to its B&B, it had fantastic breakfasts. So check the Charlottetown website, which is visitcharlottetown.com, and you'll get a list of many, many possible B&B options.
Walking around downtown Charlottetown also works up an appetite for that great Prince Edward Island food.
Well, not to mention the ocean air that's always blowing. So, yeah, you're pretty hungry a couple of times a day. And, you know, we all say PEI, potatoes and mussels, but I got to tell you, those mussels are pretty darn good, and they're worth trying as often as you can get your hands on them. I went to a place right on the water called Lobster on the Wharf, which is just newly renovated and was featured, in fact, on a Food Network top restaurant. They were filming it when I was there. It was kind of fun. Order the 1.5-pounder is my recommendation. And right in Charlottetown is a very funky place called the Pilot House, which, if you're more of a meat eater, has all kinds of stuff, steaks and ribs. But they have the fattest, biggest, most flavorful mussels I have ever had anywhere. So there is no shortage of food in Charlottetown or through the island.
Not going to go hungry. And, of course, there's some events coming up over the coming months that could entice someone to make a special trip to Prince Edward Island.
Well, my favorite, and this just plays off the mussels and the other seafood we're just talking about, is the International Shellfish Festival. Starts in September on the 17th and runs till the 19th right on the wharf in Charlottetown. And there's booths of entertainment and, of course, tons of food, all kinds of shellfish competitions by chefs and expert mussel eaters and mussel shuckers, etc. So that's a whole lot of fun if you're looking for September. It's a good time to go. A lot of the Anne tourists have departed by then. If you're more into the music, you guys, which I know you are, the Celtic Music Festival runs till September 3rd. They have a very fun phone number. I have to tell you what it is. It's 1-877-BAGPIPE, of course. And you can check their website. They have tons of other, you know, little smaller festivals. And also, of course, is the Anne the Musical, which will run until the fall. So you have plenty of time to see that. Tickets go fast, though. You'll want to do it ahead of time.
Right. You can check out the information about Anne of Green Gables, the musical, at www.confederationcenter.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E. 1-800-565-0278. The number again for the Celtic Music Festival, which starts at the end of June, running till September 3rd, 1-877-BAGPIPE. And tourist information at 1-800-955-1864, www.visitcharlottetown.com. And, of course, Melanie went to another beautiful island, Jamaica, which we're going to discuss in depth after we come back from the break, because Melanie loves the sea, loves the food, loves the hotels, and loves to get away to island destinations. So whether they're in the north or whether they're in the south, I guess we're going to have to send maybe to Greenland, Iceland. There are some. The Faroe Islands, yes. You and other correspondent, Ella Sobel, can discover the islands that my uncle visited during the Second World War and said never, 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 ever again. And
Barren and windswept.
But not Prince Edward Island and not Jamaica, which we're going to be talking about today as well on Travel World Across America via satellite on the new satellite position. And we're coming to you across America today
on the AMC-8 satellite transponder 23, and we will be back following the...
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down. Get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun. It's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710. Travel World Radio Show, once again, across America via satellite on this gorgeous sunny day outside right here in Montreal. Coming to you over the AMCA satellite, and we welcome back special guest Melanie Reffes on the line discussing her trip to Jamaica. I think she's getting tired of the M places, even though there's a Montego Bay in Jamaica.
Yeah, but she didn't go to Montego Bay this time. She went to the southern coast in Kingston and sort of saw that there was a different side to the beautiful island of Jamaica, with their warm personal hospitality, which extends throughout the island. What did you discover this time around, Melanie?
You know, I so appreciate you two always sending me on island assignments. I got to tell you, I have the best job in the world.
Well, there's Lynch Island.
And you're quite right about Jamaica having wonderful island hospitality, but you're also right. I went to Kingston, the urban center of Kingston. And here, you know, you guys have heard it first. Kingston's a great city. There's a lot out there saying it isn't, and I want to dispel those myths. It's a wonderful city. It's full of energy, full of that great Jamaican spirit that you mentioned, and full of course, Bob Marley, which is one of the things that I did on Hope Road in Kingston is the Marley House. And for $10 a tour, quite a good one, I might add, you can see and smell and breathe and everything to do with Bob Marley. The music's playing. His gold records are there. His clothes are there. Rita's clothes are there. Unbelievable house just to be in if you're a reggae fan. So I quite recommend definitely checking out the Bob Marley house when you're in Kingston. And the other house that I checked out is called the Devon House, which was built in 1879 by a Jamaican guy called George Steibel, who was the son of a German Jew and a Jamaican housekeeper. So it's an interesting piece of Jamaican Jewish history there. And the tour there is also great. This tour guide, Norma, has been doing it for like 100 years. And she'll take you through this magnificent mansion, which in the back now is a courtyard of shops. And Willem, take note, the best ice cream on the island is at Devon House. So there's tons to do in Kingston, and it's a wonderfully energizing city. I loved it.
Well, you get your energy for the day by drinking and enjoying one of those great cups of Blue Mountain coffee.
Blue Mountain Coffee, you guys, as you probably know, and our audience knows for sure, is the best coffee in the world. But not only did I go into the mountains to see the plantations, but sit down for this one, I biked down those mountains. I hooked up.
Now, if you'd gone biking up the mountains, that would have been more of a newsflash.
Yes, yes, thank you very much. But duly noted, I biked, get this one, you guys, 18 miles down the Blue Mountains. I hooked up with the Blue Mountain Bicycle Tours, the most organized professional group of guys I have ever run into, and you pay about, I think it was $89 for the entire day, includes breakfast and lunch, the guides, the bike, the whole nine yards. It is so much fun. I was a little nervous at first, I got to tell you, like when they said it's 18 miles, I thought, no, not happening. And they just gently encouraged, and I just whizzed down those 18 miles. I got to tell you, that was the most fun I've had in a long time.
Do they have a backup system? For example, if somebody got really tired, do they have a van or something too?
Well, funny you should mention that, and I know, Stephen, you're just asking in general because, of course, you wouldn't need that backup system. But there is one, of course. There's a truck that follows, you know, we had 40 bikers on this tour, and there was a truck. And my friend Lexi, who was with me from New York, I'm afraid, ended up in that truck after the first mile. So, you know, if you have any kind of nerves about it, you can totally lay it to rest because if you're not feeling up to it, they'll just pick you up and you sit in the truck and go down the mountain and watch the rest of them. So it's pretty low risk and so much fun.
While you're touring the Blue Mountains, can you actually go on site to a coffee farm?
You can do that, and that what was really fun about being up there in the Blue Mountains with its heavy mist, I went to one run by a British guy called Alex Twineman, and he lives with his wife Dorothy. They're elderly, gracious folks in the mountains and roasts his own coffee up there, which is available on the net. That's how they do their business. They'll FedEx it to you within a day or two. Their plantation's called the Old Tavern Coffee Estate, and Alex and Dorothy will give you a lovely tour, a lot of samples, and you really get a good sense of the intricacies of the coffee roasting business. It's not an easy job. It's sure worth it, though, when you take a taste of one of their cups of it. So you can check them out, by the way, at exportjamaica.org/oldtavern, and you can even order their stuff anywhere in the world. So it's a great day in the mountains, biking in the coffee plantations.
Of course, you came back to a nice hotel. We don't know of all the all-inclusive resorts around Montego Bay and Ocho Rios and Negril, but no, I don't think too many people are familiar with where can you stay in the capital city of Kingston.
Well, I was wondering about that myself, and there are no all-inclusive resorts in Kingston. It's just a real down-and-dirty urban city. There's a Hilton there, and, of course, Travel World loves Hilton, but I didn't stay there, I must say. I did see it, and it looks terrific, and, of course, it would always be reliable. I stayed in a very reasonably priced hotel called the Knutsford Court, which is in New Kingston, a couple of minutes from downtown. functional hotel, good business center, which, Willem, as you know, I require, very reasonable. But the showstopper in Kingston, where I went for dinner one night, is the Pegasus, and that has a grand lobby, a fantastic bar, and a lot of free snacks with your rum punch if you go to the Pegasus.
Oh, that's always good. The word free is always top of my vocabulary. But is there a beach near Kingston? If you go all the way to Jamaica and you go to an island, you're surrounded by water, can you actually dip your toes in the ocean?
Not really, but you can take a ferry to a little island that's right, you know, a couple of minutes outside of Kingston, in the ocean, of course. But if you go to Kingston, it's not a beach vacation at all. You're really going for the sights. A lot of people go to Kingston for business reasons. They're seeing more tourists come because there's a museum, there's a craft market, there's wonderful food in Kingston, and all the locals are there. So if you want a really true Jamaican experience that's non-touristy, you want to go to Kingston. If you want the beach, you need to go to the other places on the island.
But you traveled a little further afield to visit a resort where you couldn't just relax and vegetate.
Well, my bones were a bit weary from that 18-mile biking tour downhill, as you duly pointed out. So, yeah, I did go about 2 hours to Ocho Rios just to chill out while I was there. I might as well, I kept saying to myself. And I ended up at the Sanssouci Resort, which was, as I say, about 2 hours from Kingston, so easy to get to. We drove, in fact. It's an all-inclusive right on the Caribbean Sea. All the rooms have ocean views, 24-hour room service, a spa, the usual all-inclusive amenities. But this one is really a total keeper if you know, anyone's looking to relax. It's not a wild resort like some of them are there. It's a very chilled out, well-maintained, wonderfully helpful staff. All kinds of things to do. There's a couple of beaches, one of which is clothing optional. Take note, you guys.
Now you got my attention.
I figured. There's a lot of water sports. There's a glass-bottom boat, which they call the Reflection. And they have a mascot at the Sanssouci, which is a tortoise. And his name is Charlie, and he's 100 years old. And they thought he was a girl until rather recently. So there you go.
Oh, now who had the wonderful job of finding out what sex the tortoise was?
Well, you know how thorough I am in my Jamaican investigation, but I didn't ask who had to turn
Melanie
the 100-year-old tortoise upside down. But you can ask because every afternoon they have feeding sessions for Charlie, and if you're at the Sanssouci, you can go on that and ask all those important questions.
And what exactly do they feed a 100-year-old tortoise?
Anything it wants, I think, is what the guy told me.
A bottle of ting and
cheeseburgers.
Yeah, a bottle of ginger beer, a couple of, Jamaican meat patties, whatever Charlie fancies, Charlie gets.
Sounds like a good life. Of course, there's some festivals coming up. I mean, Jamaica is a really happening, lively place. And if you're a fan of reggae, the Reggae Festival is fast approaching.
The Reggae Festival is in Montego Bay, July 18th to 24th, and I'm so hoping, Stephen, you will assign me to cover that most important festival because reggae is, of course, the cornerstone of Jamaican history, and any chance I can get to go back to Jamaica, I'm there, so keep that in mind. If you go on the internet, visit jamaica.com, there's a lot of festivals. Jamaicans are a partying people, I got to tell you. They love to be in the street. They have festivals for any more than we have in Montreal, actually.
You got to be kidding me. Montreal is a party capital of North America.
I know, and Jamaica must be of the Caribbean because there was a chicken festival when I was there, a jerk food festival there everywhere.
We have a jerk festival here, too. But that's not an official festival.
That was sponsored by the Public Works Department.
No, this is an official festival of their national dish, jerk chicken, as we've all tasted. But as I say, just go on their web. You can see all of their festivals. They have tons of them. And as Stephen said, the Reggae Festival, Montego Bay, July 18th to 24th. Those tickets go fast. Apparently, that is a big fun party.
Number 1-800-233-4JTB, www.visitjamaica.com, and those bike tours, www.bmtoursja.com, as Melanie Reffes discovered first Prince Edward Island in the first quarter of the program, and then off to the warm sun, sea, and history of Jamaica. Melanie Reffes, thank you so much for joining us once again on Travel World this morning.
Always my pleasure. Have a great rest of the weekend, and I'll look forward to catching up with you from my next island assignment.
Oh, yes, we have to find a great island to send Melanie to when we return St. Paul, Minnesota, closer to home, but lots of things to do right there.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. This is Willem Backus along with Stephen Pickford in studio today, and we've got a special guest on the line with us, Mary Gallagher, Steve.
Yes, Mary Gallagher was just in Minnesota, her home state, visiting St. Paul and Minneapolis, and one of the people that she joined up with when she was there was Brad Toll, the Vice President of Tourism of the St. Paul Convention and Visitors Bureau. Both of them join us on the line now through the modern technology that we employ in our modern
updated studio here. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're having a great time here Saturday morning, thinking and planning a travel across America and St. Paul, Minnesota on the horizon.
It's a wonderful, wonderful city. You know, Minneapolis-St. Paul is my home state where I was raised and spent a good portion of my life. And I go back a couple times a year. And even after, 200 years or so, I'm still discovering things I didn't know about the Twin Cities, particularly St. Paul.
St. Paul is a great city. Mary and I had a very good time going around town and kind of showing her some of the new things that are in town.
There's something going on, as you say here, all through the year. It's not one season and then everything closes up for the rest of the year. It's a very active, vibrant, festival-oriented destination as well.
That's very true. Most people kind of think of us as a summer destination, but one of our biggest festivals is the St. Paul Winter Carnival, and in January we'll be celebrating the 119th Winter Carnival. And this last year during the NHL All-Star Game, we built a huge ice palace that people could walk through. There's ice carvings, and that actually started from someone that didn't think we were a year-round destination. A writer from the New York Times said this was like Siberia. It wasn't fit for human habitation. And we decided we would show the New York Times writer by throwing a huge celebration during the middle of the winter. And we continue to do it yet today.
Well, that's very worthy of note because, you know, let's face it, St. Paul and Minneapolis are in the Midwest. It's the northern United States, and it's just due south almost of Winnipeg, Manitoba, which in Canada we call it Winterpeg for fun.
Winterpeg. Now,
well, sure, because it tends to be the coldest place in Canada. But what you said has a great deal of merit. I mean, some of the best hockey players that we've ever known come from that area, and as you say, you know, if someone's going to tell you that you can't go there, well, go and show them a good party or a festival.
Absolutely.
They're having a great festival today in celebration of the, what birthday is this, the 154th birthday of the river?
Yes, 150 years ago, actually, in 1854, we had a grand flotilla of steamboats that came up the Mississippi River with former President Millard Fillmore on board. And we really consider that the opening of the West, or this part of the country, the Upper Mississippi River Valley. And we're recreating that today. We have 10 authentic steamboats coming up the Mississippi River, not carrying immigrants today, but a lot of people that are party revelers enjoying the anniversary. We're going to have huge fireworks, daytime fireworks display. Marching bands. We have a former vice president in town. So another festival today, along with one that happens every year called Taste of Minnesota, where we have four or five different stages right down in the riverfront with free music and lots of different types of food. So we're enjoying the Mississippi River today.
Those immigrants that came years and years ago, of course, their communities today are part of the St. Paul fabric, and they have festivals and events throughout the year to celebrate their culture.
That's very true. We have Rhinefest for our German community, Irish Fair, Scandia Days. So a lot from the European heritage, but actually some of our most recent immigrants also celebrate festivals here. The Hmong New Year, a group that are here from Laos, Cinco de Mayo, our Hispanic, Latino, Chicano community, Vietnamese New Year, Rondo Days is an African-American festival that we have every year. So we really kind of are a city of festivals, celebrating, as you mentioned, the fabric that really makes up the city. In each community, it's divided into several little communities, the West Side, Frogtown, different neighborhoods, very, very strong in their own right. And boy, City Hall does not mess with these neighborhoods. Unless they want to be messed with.
Oh, yes, neighborhood solidarity. And, of course, it's those cultural communities create a demand for a whole cultural industry all of its own, which you wouldn't again think Midwest, a city like St. Paul, but very culturally oriented.
You think of the latest museum to open up in the Minneapolis area is the Mill City Museum, based on the milling industry, and it is actually just across the river. Some people, including myself, always referred to St. Paul as just across the river. If we were in St. Paul, we referred to Minneapolis as just across the river. But in reality, that the river isn't always the divider of the city. Meanwhile, this Mill City Museum pays respect and gives the information on the milling industry, which actually is what created the Twin Cities or brought the population into that area originally.
Yeah, they powered all of those mills up from the Mississippi River. It's one of the only places where there's a waterfall on the river. So we were the milling capital of the world at one point.
What was your
in our early history.
What was your most well-known product, or what were you known for making in Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Post-it notes.
Yeah, 3M. Scott is located here. Years ago, it was that flower, but probably today it's the post-it notes, Scotch tape. 3M is into a lot of different things now. Best Buy is located here.
Started right on Lake Street near where I grew up. Target stores.
Yeah, Land O'Lakes, Medtronic, General Mills.
So I was getting at past industry, which actually is what made up the city. I was thinking post-it notes back in the 1800s. Man, that was advanced technology. But no, seriously, knowing it was a flour milling area, mostly for grains and for cereals, stuff that came from the breadbasket in the heartland of the United States, that's worthy of note. And these days, now we know that Minneapolis itself is the more industrial of towns. St. Paul strikes me more as a residential, but a more of a fun, livable town.
Yeah, the two cities actually are very, very different from each other. Minneapolis was kind of the industrial place. A lot of the industry has slid out a little bit toward our suburbs. And Minneapolis, you'd find a very modern, cosmopolitan city. It looks a little bit like a San Diego. A lot of glass towers, very modern type city. St. Paul has really hung on to the historic look. We look almost European in some respects. A lot of brick, a lot of mortar. If we tried to build a 50-story glass building, people would have a fit seeing that, because they want to maintain that historic European feel. So we tell people the Twin Cities, when you come here, Minneapolis, St. Paul, it's always two for one. Mm-hmm. You get two completely different cities for the price of one.
Well, it's great that you preserve the architecture, and you can take walking tours and really discover the buildings that are being preserved.
That's right, and some of the neighborhoods are so incredible, where they have just restored these homes to their original 1800s grandeur, block after block after block. And one of those properties is a restaurant called Four Paws, which was the name of the person that built the house. And that is a historic property that is just gorgeous inside, and right across from Irvin Park, which is on the edge of downtown. And also, while I was in St. Paul this last time, they were filming a movie there.
Yeah, we have Matt Dillon and Marissa Tomei in town. They're filming a movie. I believe it's called Tomahawk. Not sure when that'll be out, probably a couple of years from now. But we've had actually several movies filmed here. Grumpy Old Men, that series was done. The City Street was actually filmed in St. Paul. Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger was also filmed here. Bedknobs and Broomsticks, they used one of the homes. So it's not uncommon, actually, to have a film crew in town.
In fact, I think that's a good time to mention the theater in the Twin Cities, which is just superb. Every size, from Broadway shows all the way down to the tiniest little groups.
And we'll get to that when we come back after the break at quarter to the hour. And talking today with Mary Gallagher, Brad Toll, St. Paul, Minnesota, on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, discovering the heartland of America, St. Paul, today on Travel World with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford.
Stay listening.
will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio by satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio across America via satellite. And we have once again a special guest online, Mary Gallagher, and she's discussing Minneapolis-St. Paul. Great destinations for us, Steve.
Yes, and Brad Toll is joining us as well, Vice President of Tourism for the St. Paul Convention and Visitors Bureau. And before we head into the break, we were just getting into the fact that St. Paul is a very theatrically oriented town, and lots of great live local theater and culture to be taken advantage of.
That's very true. We have a ton of theater here. In fact, we have more live theater seats in Minneapolis, St. Paul, than anywhere in the United States. That's per capita, other than New York City. It equates to probably about 50 different theaters, ranging from very small, intimate, right up to the big Broadway houses. We just set a record with Les Miserables, was here, I believe, for the 13th time, and had sold-out performances once again. But we start the kids very young on theater and music here through a lot of different school programs where we bring them into the large theaters. We give them the opportunity to talk to some of the actors and actresses or to the conductor or the orchestra, and they learn you don't stick your gum underneath the seats and you clap when the conductor comes out. And it's really an appreciation that starts at a very young age.
Do they all start going, Leopold, Leopold, Leopold?
Leopold?
Yes, it's a Bugs Bunny joke.
Oh, of course, if they make the theater if they make the theaters dirtier, then there's, of course, more sales for Ecolab, right? So, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking
exactly.
of industry.
They keep the theaters clean.
You know, another thing that they've done there that I was absolutely fascinated with is they have turned baseball into theater. Now, in my whole life, I have never been to very many baseball games because they're a little slow. I never thought it would be like 5 or 6 hours before the action was really, if it ever even happened. And then when it did happen, you were out getting your hot dog. But the St. Paul Saints have elevated
story of
baseball.
My dating life. Anyway, I'm sorry.
They just didn't go see Roberto Clemente play, right?
Right.
The St. Paul Saints is a lot of fun. It's actually like kind of going to a variety show, and there's a baseball game going on at the same time. So it's something that everyone should do at least once. And a few of the interesting, quirky kinds of things, their mascot is actually a little pig, and the pig brings the balls out to the umpire. So he comes trotting out, has the balls in a little bag on his back. At the same time, there's a nun that gives back rubs up in the stands. You can have your hair cut. We've got a salon that does haircuts right there while you're watching the game. If you need a little relaxation, you can rent the hot tub that's just out in left field. So you can sit and bubble away in the hot tub. We have a paddle wheeler.
You can sit in a hot tub and watch a. You can sit in a hot tub and watch a ball game?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, mm-hmm. Now that's more my speed. I like that.
Isn't that incredible? I mean, can you imagine sitting in the stands and getting your hair cut?
I'm thinking more about sitting in the hot tub, enjoying a nice cool drink, and just watching the baseball game.
I did get a massage at the stadium, too, boy.
You know, we should try and combine those massages over with a hot tub. You can have your back rubbed while you're in the hot tub. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, now I'm all for that. Now I'm right there. You're telling us about a paddle wheeler as well. That's kind of really interesting.
Yeah, it's a little paddle wheeler. It used to be a float for parades, but the whole top deck of it, they have chairs and cocktail tables. You can rent that out for a party of about 12. And I was out there a week ago, and we had a home run ball land right on top of the deck. Ooh. We ended up dropping it, but, you know, it didn't roll off the edge, so we have it. But it's very quirky. They've got a billboard out in the outfield this year where there's a guy stuck to it by Velcro. And if he catches a home run ball, I think he gets like $100,000 or something. The chance is probably very small.
You got to be stuck
to
a billboard with Velcro?
Stuck out there.
This is a big thing.
Games, too, in between each of the innings. Strange kinds of games that they're playing, rolling big inner tubes that are different colors that they call Cheerios, the sumo wrestling and the big suits, and they have Minneapolis against St. Paul. So you can kind of see the game is sort of secondary to all the other fun going on.
Well, yeah, it's very creative. I like the whole idea of that inner tube idea. Wouldn't that be interesting, having somebody an oatmeal life preserver here? That'll save you, and it just sinks right to the bottom.
Well, the Cheerios, of course, goes back into the General Mills in the Twin Cities, et cetera, the milling industry and the cereal industry. So.
Well, true. If they have General Mills and they would, you know, give you cereal as a flotation device, then you can end up, well, it always floats to the top of my cereal bowl.
Yeah, friends of mine in the cities who have never, ever been sports fans are just standing in line to get tickets to go to the Saints. So I found it just wonderfully entertaining.
So in summary, this particular town sounds like there's a lot of very creative people, but it's a fun people. They enjoy having a good time.
We enjoy having a good time any time of the year, actually. It doesn't matter what the season. I think people in Minnesota in general love the seasons. And I know in the Montreal area as well, there's the four seasons. I don't think I could live anywhere where there weren't distinct seasons each year.
Well, Montreal, we actually have two seasons, winter and road construction season.
We have a little of that right now ourselves.
When you combine all these fun and exciting events, festivals, the historic downtown, walking tours, theater, music, and, of course, we're talking of right here we see more golf courses in Minnesota than anywhere in the U.S. other than Arizona. So it's very big on the outdoor life experience in the state of Minnesota as well.
Yeah,
very true. Inline skates were actually invented here. Kind of goes back to the ice hockey. We couldn't skate all winter or all summer, so we created the inline skates, so we actually can skate year-round.
That's actually very cool.
Skating trails all over the Twin Cities, along the rivers and parks.
It just sort of opens up the whole experience that you can go out there and walk, inline skate, cycle, get outdoors and take advantage of the four seasons, as you mentioned, and get out and meet the friendly people and have a lot of fun in St. Paul, Minnesota. Now, Brad, before we leave you today on Travel World, where can people get more information? What's your 800 number? What's your website?
800 number is 800-627-6101, and our website is visitstpaul.com.
And Mary Gallagher, one place, if you had to take your visitors just one place in St. Paul, Minnesota, tell them what not to miss, what would it be?
I would say a walk along the river.
And just take in the whole experience, because it's a river town. It built up along the river, so to discover the river is to discover St. Paul, Minnesota.
It always shows and reflects the season.
Oh, a beautiful destination and beautiful all year round, as we learned today on Travel World. Mary Gallagher and Brad Toll, thank you for joining us this morning across America.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend. And, of course, as we come up to the end of Travel World this week on our new satellite position, Willem Backus and I, Stephen Pickford, will be coming to you every week, same time, same location. Next week, Sandra Phillips and Stan Posner will be in talking about Chicago, Illinois, another Midwest destination. And over the coming weeks, we'll be coming to you live from Lake George, New York, Bellows Falls, Vermont, on the road through the summertime, discovering more of what great places there are near home across the United States and Canada.
Stan and Sandra, of course, are known for writing their book along Interstate 95, which is a very informative book, worthy of picking up. Travel World Radio Show is brought to you on the Travel World Radio Network, a travel and lifestyles programming network. We are on the satellite AMC at transponder 23, SAT services 19, and we're on the left channel. If you're interested in carrying Travel World on your station, please be sure to contact us. That would be info@twc.ca, and we'd be glad to add you to the Travel World family of radio stations carrying us across America via satellite, Steve.
And another week, another travel experience. Friends sharing travel with friends. Glad to be with you. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus. Happy traveling, everybody.